Inside out of the day, the good one them day, and the bad one them bad day.
And we all know how it comes to long day now. If it's sweet, I want. If it's sour, you sabi. Now you want to know if you be eat bed full or you sleep on. You know where you fit, and you know if you get
up. Many people are being there for health process now. If you vote for good leader, they just talk for the country and the people of Salome. We all get better. If you vote the man way come to country, well, election. Now we get for
however you do vote for election, the bank system, where to me life. If I no ever vote for election, the vote system, where to me life. Raka politician, no the daru me life. Cause I want to sweet, so I enjoy the life. I am P, I no the daru me life. Cause I want to sweet, so I enjoy the life. Una me life, me vote, una me life. Me one dream vote for total part, me vote una me life.
Tuesday, November 14, 2017, Fambul Kabo and welcome to the program election term. Me may they bring this edition come to you today, me Nasab to you Kalon. This program they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and our Rockdale Foundation, they support Radio Democracy for bring election term come to you. And you also listen we on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. The program election term they also focus per issue them we get for do with the March 7, 2018 election. And inside this edition of the program election term, we go look the role of media per election business as Salon de ready now for the March 7, 2018 general election. And for can talk about that issue there with me inside the studio, I get a guest from the Salon Association of Journalists Large, Ahmed Sahid Nasgalawin, the National Secretary General Naslaj. Good afternoon and welcome to the program election term.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well that had the voice of my studio guest. But first make we listen to this message.
This 2018 election, I dey vote for leader wey go carry unite Salon.
This 2018 election, I no mix my party color. Now for leader wey dey come back to Salon, I dey vote for.
This 2018 election, I dey vote for me right. This 2018 election, I dey vote for my future. If we all begin think like that and go na the ballot box, Salon will get the change we want. And plenty per win, we can vote in Rumble, Guta.
That same day, person no go look for tribes, region or party color for bring development to the country.
So now that's make we say this 2018 election, we for put Salon first, the same way we go vote.
So members say you want vote, get to make Salon or call the country.
Now work the foundation, support Radio Democracy for bring this message to me.
Well, the program we dey listen to na election term and it dey come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981 na the number we for send you text message to, but the issue the more get for look inside the program this afternoon. We dey look at the first issue. This being term, different people them na different political party don dey commot na do for different position them na them party. This make down the camera we be don show interest for be member of parliament don declare for the position for Timap na constituency 1, 2, 3, wake up Ginger all Mount Oriel and the Folaton community. Usai people them we then a different political party them be declare for the APC and promise of support down the black camera. We reporter David Van Boy be Dede and go now report. Well, we did try for get that inside the phone now, inside the program election term. Now, Sahid Nasrala, we want start for tell fumbling first about waiting at the role of media, waiting at the thing the way media for do, way a camper election business.
Okay, thank you very much. Make us start first with the traditional role of the media. Now, okay. We don't see the media in any country. In traditional role, now for inform and educate and entertain. Under inform before inform the people and what in the happen, so that the people are going to what in the go under the country in every sector, so that they go for keep abreast with the thing that would happen. We do also go for educate the people and tell them things they would know, we will not say they're not going to understand. Try to explain to them in the most simple language for them understand, and in if possible, the greater so in their own language that they understand them. So they go for nothing to happen. Then we also get the entertainment aspect of the media. People need for listen to news and laugh, or read news, they laugh. So that's part of the traditional role of the media.
Okay, but
yes,
before you go further, then two, you mentioned about three, these two, the inform and the educate. You think say don't they go the right to a media?
Then under the democracy now, the role of the media include all the three things they are back. For inform the people within the government to do, and the three arms of government within they do, then for educate them back and then on the within the function, the separation of powers, then also entertain. Then they also go beyond that for tell you about the watchdog function of the media, who would have a whole government to account and criticize government and constructively, and also and promote democracy in a sense. Then you also even go further for the media for able for help the government for make the right development decisions. Then whenever a policy come on for discourse, the media they provide the platform with the exchange of ideas, people can kind of debate on them. Then at the end of the day, government could see the different viewpoints them, and they will make informed decision for do the right thing, we will benefit all the people them rather than just few people them. Then under the democracy, now the elections, when it comes once every 5 years, for we own case every 5 years we do election or elections, and this TPI we also get three different elections, the presidential, the parliamentary, and the local councils. So under here now, the media role again, including three things in the back, what I just call the traditional role, inform, educate, and entertain. But you also go behind that for provide the media and provide the platform for the level playing field for all the political candidates them and the political parties them for participate. Because it's not a time who people want for form the next government, and they count all the ideas they wouldn't get, all the manifesto, all the ideologies them, all the plans they wouldn't get for the various sectors them, health, education, the judiciary, for picking them, for the youth them, for the woman them, for the aged, all of them, each political party they count your agenda. So the media line will provide a platform there, let them people here, they reach out to them and tell them what they plans them, so that at the end of the day, the people will know what's going to happen, who's one by the candidate them, who's one by the political parties and believe say could help them for realize and dream them in terms of development. And also beyond that, they provide, let's say in the democracy now, another election, they'll get the civil society back. Let's get the young, different focus them. So money focus on health, some civil society program, they focus on good governance, and they focus on women, some they focus on picking them. So everybody, they seriously, they work with them. With communities them.
Okay.
And they decide for bring come the what thing the communities they want. You know what I mean? What they want for the politicians and do for them with the kind of power. So the media they provide that platform there for them, where they say so themselves come and talk and discuss the views of the community, so that the politicians they go see them and they can go home and talk.
Okay, you don't mention so many things, the role of the media in different category. Now slash now one body with the for the regulate and monitor for CCA media houses and go different step, then go through the right procedure. In any difference here, we don't measure say the role of media. I mean, from owner your assessment, always want to observe on a thing say media don't they play the role accordingly how they supposed to do them.
Yeah, to a greater extent, like you say, yes. Okay. If you watch from the previous elections, then we don't get the media don't play pivotal role, the media always crucial in terms of anything there. Let's start with the independent radio network, when I form of more than 40 radio stations scattered across the country. And during the entire year, they provide information to people in the language of the people in the AE, where they understand and able to make informed decisions. Then they tell them about the process, how it starts for the elections. You can tell them the election calendar, which are waiting that they did them, who's sending for register, from who's sending for register, then who's sending, then they pull out the voter registration, who's sending the verify, or Mangudi, they go for announcement to the people and let people know. Then for the election day, what's for happening, they go for keep the people informed, what's for doing the election day, what's in overdue, then they tell them about the election, the electoral laws, then Only have seen the media they do one. The media do one over the years on all elections. And even after they were both done, the media they will for compile the result then station by station, although they announce the result totally, but they give you a fair idea of voting, how the voting pattern they go. So people always go to the radio, people always they buy newspaper and try for and watch TV for try for know what thing they happen. So okay. The media don't provide a platform there. So okay. We do well in spite of all the challenges that we get. You know, perfect, but to a greater extent, we do well. And we did draw over the years, not to the first stages.
Okay, now we can. Then you always say a media person, no matter what, thing, you must go outside the support. But if you're there within yourself, you're not for sure I'm out. Mm-hmm. But we can still say some media personality, them that they really come out, shows in at this party, then they even put on the color. Waiting sludge, don't they really do? Not really frown at any kind of situation.
Yes, we found like that. Sludge, not encouraging anything. And
if you understand,
sludge, not very clear for sludge, not to sludge own the media houses them. Sludge, not an association.
But now they regulate them.
They regulate
the people and where they work,
the individual, not all the work, not the newspaper, or the radio, and not everybody back who they work in the radio or newspaper, they sludge. So that's an association of member and a membership association. So we're only concerned about the members then. But in the media houses them, they owned by individuals then. And every media house gets in policy. They get them whether they support a party A or party B. Now the internal policy, internal business that open, and they get a business of doing.
But so that's not supposed to be.
No,
you for support, but the
yes,
paper
so
is supposed to tell members then.
Mm-hmm. You not stop you for supporting the party, mm-hmm. But if you want to be a politician, left the profession and go join your politics. You get media houses then where they support a political party. And they do it professionally. They don't make the clearly from the onset. We know this. But this how we support this party and support that with facts and try for real people and come over to that party. Then I will normally. But when you do as a journalist, then you practice. Then at the same time, you wear a party color and you support a party. Unethical and we know they support that. And we will make it clear to members then.
Okay, so
then you know to.
Okay, and now we'll take again the country will get a general election and media gets a great role for playing this because we know say the internet everybody focus and get glued to the television or to the radio. In terms of this particular one where they come, I mean waiting sludge don't do, especially maybe in any role, I don't try like forget a training, especially for journalists who want to say really get for involved in reporting, you know, the different side and where the election get for the take place in the country.
Training ongoing. We know that for every elections, training ongoing. Not too always to do for make sure say we equip with membership and the reporters and when they get the right skills and the right knowledge available for reporting the elections fairly, objectively and balancedly. So then we take any sides and we give everybody access, everybody fair view and fair coverage and fair comment. And if you follow the news, you're gonna see the US Embassy don't do one recently don't do it in 20s there across the regions and for also target the journalists the way up country. So training are part of the programs and we also we continue for the ones. Let's get more with you on the pipeline with the gambling for the elections. And not only for the election itself, even for the post elections, after the elections, how the media for conducting itself, how for we maintain law, make sure say we know promote anything, we don't make any issue, we will divide the country, law make sure say we report and hold discussions there and debate them, we'll not say go hold the country together and it will be better for everybody in the future.
Okay, Ahmed Sahid Nazgala, National Secretary General, Salon Association of Journalists. Sludge continue for day with we inside the program election term. Well, we look at another issue inside the program. This being term, different people na different political party them don't they come out now though for position them and this make down the black camera but don't show interest for being member of parliament as they don't declare for the position for Timapna constituency 1-3 we call by Ginger Hall, Mount Oriel and the Folatong community. Also people within this community say they go really support them and promise say they go try for make sure say they get in full support so that Witty don't come out for ego get them. I'm reporter David Van Boy Bidede and gonna report.
That's not the voice of people them. Now constituency 1-3. We cover Ginger Hall, Mount Oriel and Folatong community. Outside them they welcome now the black. We don't declare for being member of parliament at this constituency.
Today, now one big day for me. For calling my layaso, una asa mi call. And now you ask me, sir, una wanna represent you. come from the family. I don't come from the community second as them. I don't come from the youth them. They say, just say, yes, the game are you. So my people, officially, and they declare today say, I don't accept to that call to represent constituency 123, Jinjaon, Montoya, Fulton, for service constituency. Unless speakers are turned up here to take it.
Dauda Black continue for talk with active role where it be done the play at the All People's Congress Party and the Ginger All community.
Now Ginger All, yeah, no election, no ever pass me, I will ever be a party agent. 1996, although we lost, by a day, we get 5 seats, but we courage. The APRC soldiers, they come, they come on that and we have to come take the box them. I almost killed myself that day. Some people will say, I don't die. A lot of people want no more. I get colleagues them. We left there. We continue the struggle. We come back 2002, but before then, cash with business begin come first. So you go to 2002 elections. The people at Ginger All will go testify. Say Dauda Black, now one of the vibrant youths, ready to map like a child of team for say APC will come back to power.
We be talk, he end up for talk about all the good work them we be done they do over the past year them. For people that we tap now this constituency.
I get a long list here where I'm not going to call, but if I call now, who say, will I not say a long list here, now lie they lie, let somebody grab and say, now lie you lie. Man for name, the drainage system, the pump, the bridge, the youth office. Ginger All, when you come into football, the Montreal Football Club, Dauda Black will actively participate in. Killing exercise, Dauda Black will do up. Montreal Football, Killing Scholarship, inside primary school, when I see if I get new zinc, when I see the school, the ministry will provide 8 bundles of zinc for that school day. For Allen, the several together, the people that ask me say they need help. When I hear America, send the money, then bring the step there for Allen. Say, for Allen, I will have a senior step, then I will get steps today. For water, then they ask me for assistance for the water project, the water well. I did my level best way able. I helped them.
Abu El, now the Western area is district chairman. He encouraged the people them to take part from peaceful politics. As he say, power na God the gay.
With the praise of God, Mountain Courts, Mount Oil, Ginger All, let God be the leader of the other able. Dauda Black, I let me alone support him. And I want to continue for support and so. Not only the gay symbol, na God the gay symbol. But we should have support. When I got a trouble and the Black, sometime God go give him. Let me know say politics, na give and take. We want to wait a long time today for the different party them. We welcome them. And we believe so, we never continue for talking like that.
As all this they be, different people them from different political party them. They say because of all waiting that the Black don't they do, and the good intention where it gets for people them, make them they join the All People's Congress Party, and give Dauda Black all the support where he need.
Me na SIPP supporter, I know one day go for APC meeting. Now Dauda Black, I don't sabi a way back. From the day where I see Dauda Black, he picks on a wall. I go around for tell people and say, I plan for vote for Dauda Black. As from today, because of Dauda Black, I'm ready for votes for APC. Musu Bakari, I'm in him. So, Dauda Black, my concept make a fan of so. He go around and say, the good work where they do that the community,
I don't dare say politics 1997. I know what they're voting. I don't do for SIPP. We are not seeing no benefit. We are suffering. We want to see so. Now, me and me, they give the money to have a friend go to us for confess. Me and me, I've been the man. We are the own. Now, Eastern Police, my night chief, during 2007. The party where I go come out so I don't suffer from 1996, 1997 to now. I know we'll get up and body.
Then people here end up call on other people them. For votes for people that will not say, will come and change their life. For the Society for the Democracy, David Van Boy, the report.
The program where they listen to our election term and it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM, and you also get on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. And this program election term where they come to you now, Rockdale Foundation, they support Radio Democracy for bringing this program come to you. And inside the program today, we they look at the role of media per election business as Salon de Ready now for March 7, 2018 election. And with me in the studio for talk on this topic, I get Ahmed Sahid Nazgala, the National Secretary General, Salon Association of Journalists, SLAJ. We don't look at different in the way media people them for do or people already into journalism. One other thing again, we don't see now where we can see some journalism they pull waiting is in a social media since they go put another newspaper where they not even really cross check some of the information in there if not accurate information.
Yeah, that is outrightly wrong. You know, you're very, very wrong. Like we say, social media now a new thing we will try for on a big challenge to the media. And within Slash always they say they encourage we membership for use them responsibly. And when you find out the profession, you got it on basic tenet and the anytime you get information, even the social media itself, anytime you get information from other side, from a source, you get a duty bound for cross check that information there and cross check them again and cross check them back for they those shall say this now you get unreliable information.
But
you just go pick them and from social media and you say come out and go blah. You can use them and follow up on them, say whether this is not true. You forget as a journalist, you forget your contact them, you forget your sources them, where they cross check information related to certain sectors them. Okay. So when you see them, the first thing you do just watch them and cross check and call this is not true, call the sources that is not true or what is not true, if not the true story then give you then you don't need a place for put out to the public.
Cause checking of information very important because very important, one single information we go out to everyone can cause a lot of problem.
Very.
And how like often Sludge can like try for bring to attention of journalists for letting know and make sure see witness they give out really accurate, not to pass them or see election and then will decide for engage journalists them.
Well, now ongoing, we expect to when you call yourself a professional journalist, when you become part of Sludge, then you abide to all the guidelines which Sludge get for make sure say membership be responsible and professional. For example, we got the code of ethics. That document they tell you everything are you for and they guide you in your work you do in the business of gathering news and reporting the news and putting together for a reporter. Then you get you say for loyal to the facts, if you be truthful, if you be fair, and you know, yes, you get all the things in the day. Or if you go according to the codes and the according to the thing and they tell you ethically, then you know you get no problem because so, you act professionally.
So then they can affect the profession in any way?
It affects yes, an ethical problem. You know, now you find out say we don't create a system where in politics don't become attractive to everybody.
Yeah.
People putting out the field say the only way to make an alive pass is enter politics. So now even the journalists themselves don't become attracted to this.
So what is Sludge for the journalists political, you can left the work and decide for going to politics?
Yeah, we don't become part of code of ethics, and also at this AGM we get, we don't make a clear say one of the resolutions that we will come up with, we don't say if you know a journalist but you know a politician as well, you know what I mean, we don't see you voting right, you know, we ever vote past any Sludge function or any voting call again.
Okay.
So then a part of them. But nothing we will continue to tell them and for encourage them for say you go for practice responsibly and professionally, just abide by the code of ethics we'll get.
Okay, yeah, now we see the 2018 election day close and we know say in an entire way everybody can conscious about everything, people they take notice, especially we can come out from side where people they take and say that and source can always reliable. Waiting Sludge don't do for let journalists them know say this particular election now then can't hear them for do now this and for do now this and not for do. What's measure Sludge
and the training, one of the
training. Is it just a training enough?
No, you're not enough, but the key thing are training. The key thing when you, like, this is a profession, and we can do our own part as large. But the responsibility lies in the individual journalist who go out and do your work. When you don't come, you don't train. Just tell people you come to college. We go to college, they learn you within the good knowledge. But we can now the downtown of African practice now, you left to you the individual, whether you put that what you learn into practice or whether you put that into practice. So the responsibility lies to the individual journalist them, who they do the reporting and who they cover the news and the editors them. Get from each other, then they're above board and then follow them procedures there. Otherwise, they're not going to give out the best to the public.
Okay, don't you say Sludge and put in the body 2018 election, waiting Sludge as a body, they expect from a professional journalist in terms of reporting on election issue?
Professional reporting, they always. We expect the best from them and we expect say they never take sides. We expect say they never be a vehicle for promote hate speech. Nobody never use them never allow a media house or a media platform for give the politician the rights for promote violence, for promote hate speech, for promote anything will divide the country, and therefore only give them the platform for make them bring out the issues them would want for address when they come to power or when they get elected or they tell the people about their plans, about the manifesto, tell them what in why they never vote for you. You get for convince people why they never vote for you. That's the platform would give as large. But we don't want they talk to members them, let them not give them platform to any politician who they preach hate and we try to divide the country and we will not get any agenda for the people then.
But that don't happen to some other media platform them.
Mm-hmm. In terms of what?
In terms of encouraging a politician, maybe that person is in favor of that politician, he's using media for let that politician can do or write something just because he take and say this time he own policy we elect.
Yes, we always get that. Definitely, we're not going to control the whole media. You know, and people in the world don't already take sides, not the media, not the basic fact, and the people in the world don't from the start. Even before the election itself, they don't identify with certain interests, political interests, where you know go debate from that. And so far we see some of them they do unprofessionally, but others don't do unprofessionally.
So you talk can do to the one that we need, because one then you say one fish a poil order if one journalist mistake do this, where somebody they talk, they put all the other journalists there.
Yes, now so one person can poil all the what they call. But now make we continue, we get measures in place for the election, we don't reconstitute we disciplinary committee, we would get into action. You're already in action, they watch, then they monitor the publications them and the radio discussions, then they debate the way they go on, then they monitor and try for be proactive, then they wait for the person to complain. But anybody who has a large number who fall foul of the law, who fall foul of the ethics of the profession, they will call you to task, then call you and talk to you, advise you if you continue for do one, they get the actions the way they take as a disciplinary committee. And besides large, you also get the IMC, where they regulate the media, they also get the impact when they play, and so now a combination of everything. They also get the MRCG, the Media Reform Coordinating Group. They say everybody concerned about the way the media for playing a role during these elections and going forward.
Okay, Ahmed Sahid Nazgala, National Secretary General, Salon Association of Journalists, continue for the with me inside the program election team. As today we look at the topic, the role of media per election business. As Salon ready now for the March 7, 2018 election. The program and election team we listen to, send you text message to the number 077-981-981, or you get to live on our Facebook page on www.radiodemocracy.sl. I'm still for coming at the program. Ready Democracy don't design one new drama we tied to this now with them. So continue for day with we as we continue with the program election term.
This now with them where they come to you from Monday to Friday. We tell them about some people inside one town where don't tawase, therefore always put politics before past the development of this town. Sit down and listen to with them.
Let me do the
job.
our vote.
Tengo na Olman in Igna this term. Waiting for Bunal, Sana, na Philip Sua, Monica na Sabtiu Kalon, Man na Rashid Tamara, na Michael Samola write and direct with Cheng. Means na Big Boy.
Well, hope so you don't enjoy that drama day with them and a special drama where the democracy design where they talk in line with Tinder where they have been doing in after election. Well, the program where you still they listen to, they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and this program na election term and a Rockdale Foundation they support Radio Democracy for bring this program come to you. 077-981-981 I know my way for send you text message to and be part of the program. We dey look at another issue we get for do with election. Inside any election, you tell na people waking they being politician for campaign for make them go win election and safe na them most thinking involve palm violence for tap them plenty tear make the regional youth for Northwest na the APC wing alongside NBC say don't go engage stakeholder youth and other people them na Kamakwe, Karina and Kamalo about violence and the thing the way they not for do so that this election will be peaceful. He also go talk to them about the voter ID card when they go begin it to people. We reporter Usman Kamara be part of this engagement and go now report.
As political activity don't begin at the county, that na sound and voice of people. When me they receive the regional Northwest youth leader for the APC party, in Sawawaka we Igodo, Nakamakwe, Karina, and Kamalo, as well for raise awareness to youth and other people then, not for mixed from violence, during and after the 2018 election. We aim to talk to people inside one meeting. The regional Northwest chairman for the APC party, Alusain Sisi, start for talk about the importance of this worker.
Lex, it's very, very important. Some people in the OEBC, they not be understand. And if we not come out for tell people like the President Kumar Dondo and the APC, definitely some people go misunderstand. We lost supporters and by that, and that make a touch and fix it. And for move for that, tell people and say, this time round, do ya, lay what President Kuruma and the APC don't do, let me go in vain. Let we get a continuity for let this country to move. Because mind you, to move a country from one level to another, not to 5-10 years old, now people will no more not understand. Some people in the country will say, ah, they were an already pardon same for cancer. Yes, we'll see focus and vision. What it be say they can't go this country before. What? Like before, people will be feel say, oh, APC don't scatter because they don't choose somebody and they left the other man. That's not lie. We'll not get nobody who will be say left behind. We get so many elites who all don't focus in one area with one
voice. Our science say continue say election not for be violence and ala ala. We make it say youth then a Karina Kamalo not for mix from violence and self come out for go take the voter ID card. They tell we neck go begin do so. So that the party go able win the 2018 election.
Na bad name. Sometimes they can not a youth man no more they will cause havoc. Then we don't know how say a youth man. This time round, we say we don't vow say we need a credible, free and fair election. And we no go once for let them say the youths of APC now they cause problem. This now one of the main reasons why they take this tour. Why they go district by district, region by region, for tell the message to the youth man and say not only violence they make you party kind of power. Violence, you know the born good picking. We get plenty things that we don't put in place. We get the advocacy we care good to them for let them understand say violence, not a good thing. Let people and come out in numbers for go take then card them. The ID card very, very important. For say I go vote, not just for going Allah. Now during then card them day, they exercise. Now it will give them the power. We not get nothing to our power. But then card them day, now with Trump power distributes to them, we will see now they will go blue with nothing. No go distract
you. Ibrahim Yansane, now the chieftain speaker for Tambaka. We aim at the talk, you see, get a sick older than Tambaka, go give them support to the party.
I mean, when they do them here, the youth are very important in every gathering. And now they make the bulk of the population. In terms of election, the youth them be can inside. Definitely, you shall get what you want. So the youth them very important in the development of the country. Tambaka they strongly with APC. And now once I will be 100% assured, say whatever happened, then they vote for them. But honestly, Tambaka, for the first time in the political history of this country, we get a Tambaka for represent we the parliament. Of course we appreciate that. Anybody they give you independence, the person they respect. Today we they get Tambaka posse, where they go for Tambaka, and they go outside of the ship, so they talk for and on behalf of the people of Tambaka. We hope and pray that they start of development. But I believe so it's what in the sea. If they continue that momentum with the youth then with the people in Tambaka, I assure them nothing they make, they not get what they want from that.
After region. The meeting, and we talk to different youths then. We go represent the different organization then, and at this then you see.
You know, Ali Kone, Tamaki, the youth leader, the message will come for you very fine, and we say, well, we receive it well, we don't see the development, we don't come for, we don't see, we don't see, but they need to continue. And we hope see that we must succeed. The party, we're ready for work for the party. I'm in a side of country, normally known as Kaputi. I'm in the constituency, chairman, constituency 064. And this meeting really are happy because they turn up of the people, the youth, the corporation so fine. This is a sign for so say APC will go back to power. Now we APC with us one flag bearer should not get any problem for do with the party. We all long come together. We will not get no other party to compete with. Now this we district.
Then you say end up calling the party for big party office in Karina so that they go able to work fine with the party for the society for Radio Democracy. Mina Usman Kamara the report.
The program is still in listen to now election term, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And election term, they focus per issue that we get for do with the March 7, 2018 election. And inside to the edition of the program, we they look at the topic, the role of media per election business. As Salon ready now for the March 7, 2018 election. And I still get with me at the studio, Ahmed Sahid Nazgala, National Secretary General for Salon Association of Journalists, SLAJ. Another issue again, people can raise concern about, or people can expect the media for do. Then, like for example, if we make certain report, like let's just take this one away. This, so man can take and say, already it talk or already it be. I mean, it can expect for Yeri or Siam. Now that in report today. I mean, you think say where you come in terms of professionalism, or you think say that in any way go possible for let somebody do a program, then he put everything inside a report?
No, not necessarily. Now left to the now we get the gatekeeping function of the media. You get you the reporter, you go out and get the news. Then you get the your editor where you can report to where you can submit the news to. The editor now go decide now waiting from waiting you go get that from the report waiting feel say he good for go out. So now you for release them. Well, you know they expect say all the things you go now the program all the things appear the program now you can report. No, the media now because you know the media and because you're a professional, they will for pick out waiting if you say best for the public go consumer. And they put out. Mm-hmm.
Now we they get the election soon. I mean, when are some of the things where a professional journalist for really focus on where they report, where they give out information, because it's in a critical time where people can pick out any small mistake we possibly make.
Like I say, the you as a professional journalist, you have to be very careful. You've got a sense of a good sense of judgment, your personal judgment. If I deal with you, and like I say, you've always be guided by the ethics of your profession. Sometimes we the people who would interview, the people who would go give you the news, then sometimes they can get too overexcited, and they say some things them go. The out of context or who get the potential for cause some riot or some instability. So you are the professional journalist. When you go by the end of the day, now your responsibility also because you're a member of the society, you're not part of the society, you're a member of the community society, and you're a member of the whole process. So it's up to you for use your judgment for saying, this if I report them, then it will cause so many things, so many bad things will come out of her. So now you're from that judgment day. Say, no, I left this out, I report on this one, I left that on the other one. Even though you guys for reporter, but you get for in a situation like we now we get the tension high and everything. Usually, you have exercise that judgment day, that sound judgment day for no what you need to report from what somebody say, what the person actually say, and he say, but you get from the other judgment, they say, no, if I report this one, it will cause trouble. I'm a reporter, you go being cancer, so they go, la, avoid them, la, all the society together, la, promote peace, and I just avoid that one day.
Okay, Ahmed Said Nazrallah, National Secretary General, slash continue for day with we inside the program election term. Now, na term follow, relax and take music.
Election term they come, member, waiting they don't be. You know this government and wahala where we be don't see. So take your time today and know waiting you for do. No make that same mistake. Let tomorrow you know go say if I be no. We don't see the world. be your guest to join us. So that salon go go before.
Well, hope say you don't enjoy and get the message out of that music day election term the come. The program where you dey listen to na election term and it come to you right from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And this is a special program where the democracy design as we as a country they get the 2018 election soon. And our Rockdale Foundation they support Radio Democracy for bring election term come to Unam. And we look at another issue again we get for do it politics. As national officer them, lawyer and supporter them na the Ceylon People's Party, we go left them publicity secretary Lahai Lawrence Lima for go get in statement at the Criminal Investigation Department for sake of the issue between Lahai Lawrence Lima and Salon Broadcasting Corporation Monday, November 13 this year. So member them na SLPP say they not glad with way our police treat them. This make the National Secretary General for the Ceylon People's Party SLPP, Umaru Napoleon Koma say the SLPP party they call on the international community for make President Koma pull Francis Aliumunu as Inspector General of Police as he said the party not satisfied with in leadership na the police. Omar Napoleon Koma talk more on this story reporter Musa S. Kamara.
We decide for honor the invitation with the director said at the beginning. We left here today, four national officers with Lima in lawyers. When we reach the for law we enter inside the hall day. Any police officers they see, we know for enter at the hall, more than four people know for enter. I said, okay, the four people the way they are coming and are members of the National Executive Board is entitled to as many lawyers as he can afford. So if you don't come with 10 or 15 lawyers, now you write for the lawyers they enter. The officers they say nothing, they block in at the gate, try for prevent you from entering. When eventually the deputy director said he began for calm, a calm situation down, we enter inside the compound. When we enter inside the compound, we go up to the office of the director of CID. The director of CID say only four people, including Lehman, that we for enter and no other person else. Then I tell and say, but before even that, they say, as we enter with Lehman at the hall, then one of the officers they come in and say, he is under arrest on warrant. Now I say, come on, which warrant of arrest? You don't write to me on Thursday for no submit this man. I don't reply to you, say, today we will bring account to you in a CID. On your involution, we don't bring account. We say the warrant of arrest come on. So it means I don't know what is going on and which they really try for do as the police institution. But when I don't write to me say bring out somebody, only for not bring out the man they want to tell me say they under arrest for based on a warrant.
Okay, before we come to the arrest of warrants, where they say the issue for them, as you rightly mentioned, say when I go for enter, they not allow when I make when I enter. When I in any way dissatisfied with that progress?
We're very much dissatisfied. We went to our supporters, they all stayed for show solidarity. If I be there around me, when I see they stayed at Kochi Tree. They don't go beyond that. They had barricaded country tree. That did the officers and the supporters and beating up with the OSD them. Yeah. That didn't be the only the national officers there. And the lawyers. And as an individual, as a civilian, he's entitled to legal representation.
But before this time, they don't give condition as to how most people they go.
Yes, they tell me it's only for because I write to them say the party. I said the party shall accompany Lahem Lima. The director of CID wrote back to me and said only four people that referring to the party, and in that respect we honor them, the national chairman and leader, the secretary general, my humble self, the minority deputy minority leader in parliament, Honorable Ansu Kaikai, and the national organizing secretary. We are the four national officers. The rest we are lawyers representing Mr. Lawrence Lima. So you know the right for lawyers and go with that. There was no need for that situation. If only they had allowed the lawyers to enter, then the officers the way they are coming and they enter. But as they approach the gate, oh, they say four, not more than four, not more than whether they pull close. You see some officers in the pull close ready for push, bang people then, try to say they will do this, they will do that, and all the stories. The harassment with the officers in the SLBC go harass them, push them, ask them out, kick them out, even kill, I mean, buckle them and all that stuff they need. we advise Aladidi for Gumuk report na police. But he tell me say he's a media person. If they don't go do the wrong way, kind small issues daily, that can be resolved. Because according to our MLD, they don't resolve the issue. So SFBC, all of a sudden, for whatever instruction they're acting upon, turn go make those wide allegations against them. They don't ever write to me. All they did was to put out an unsigned press statement. They say my management, they put out a press statement accusing him of things they will believe, see, you know, we go on. We as a party, we are a law-abiding party. We not going to stop the process of investigation. The police get right for investigate. Every Slovenian way, if you say he agreed of any issue, get right for going to report a police, and the police investigate. But when the investigation takes a political color, when it becomes politically motivated, it becomes another issue. And we will say that, I will say that with all certainty, because today, the Inspector General of Police, this morning, when they interviewed with 98.1, say with regard whether they are coming the high demand, I make me comment when they call out for clarify him, the Inspector General of Police of no less a person, therefore talk on the RC, the SLPP, I do. If the SLP, if the Inspector General of Police refer to me as eyeglass them, the one can only imagine what will be the outcome of that kind of investigation there. And with the SLPP, we will now see, as far as IG will be head the police institution will ever be impartial against the SLPP. The institution of the police will never give justice to it, because the head, when Mr. IG Munu, is being politically motivated. He's now jumped into the ring, the political ring, for making those kind of statements. And we as SFPP will be demanding for that kind of statement that we make against you, and for tender your resignation, whether we be retirement age for left office, and for resign out from that office. And we intend for follow up that issue there for lay form a complaint and report him. We don't trust him, and he can no longer lead the Sierra police institution, because the police now is biased under in leadership as the IG.
Tina stakeholder at the SLPP, they talk in a situation we say people like Joyce say Saloon People's Party don't look lost trust in the Saloon police.
Of course, if he's calling us as I do, how you refer to the membership as I do? Tomorrow we send a group to you, if we send the OSD there with instruction, so go and do this to those eyeglass. He cannot, he's no longer fit for leader institution.
So now we say when they come into the election, people see Saloon police as neutral body. One of the people where they take part in the election don't already lost hope in the people where they believe say for secure them. What do you think say this mean for Saloon democracy?
The president and the international community, for now they ask the president for replace Mr. Munu as Inspector General of Police before the elections.
Well, that's now Umaro Napoleon Koma, the SLPP Party Secretary General, but they talked to Usman Kamara, Musa Kamara, inside that interview. They also a call on international community for make President Koma pull Francis Aliyu Munu as Inspector General of Police, as he said the party not satisfied with in leadership na the police. He make this call after we them go left them publicity secretary na the criminal investigation department, as he say they not glad with the way how they treat them. We them go left Lahai Lauren Slima na the criminal investigation department CID. The program is still listening to na election term, and it come to you live from Ready Democracy 98.1 FM. Now na term for la take some message them we una don send. This first one we are going to say how is Large going to put measures in place to make sure that journalists report the correct information, especially when it's election time? That message they come out from Ali. This other one, they said journalists have critical role to play in election time. Figures should be conscious and everything, but sometimes some of them give out wrong figure. That person did not send a name. This other one, they say, as non-violence is a framework of the future, I'm saying please to the youth of this nation to keep their calm for peaceful election. That message they come out from Indu. This other message again, they say the role of the media is not just important, but people are looking up to the media to be accurate, balanced, and make sure that they did not take sides. This other one again inside the program, they say please, Sierra Leonean, it's about time to learn good things. People have started saying if APC win the election, eventually we will experience another consequence. That message will come out from Yakuba. This other message again, they say I like the drama today that you people are always playing for us. So just hope that you continue. well, we go make sure say we continue, and as we say, this drama now something we they do in line with the election the country they come, so we could want to the term the election done. This other one they say, oh Salon, let God help we Niami see media people in the town politician and wear particular clothes. Oh this wall. Now God no more na ingo sorry for we. Well, Amit Sahid Nazgala, National Secretary General from Slash Deya, and he go respond to the message them with it in line with waiting in Deya for.
Okay, thank you very much. One party, okay, the first caller say the first message talk about with this large don't put in place as measures for make sure say them cover with the media cover the elections fairly and balancedly. Like I tell you, Sludge, the call on the membership, before I emphasize, say we get a code of ethics with the guide we work as journalists them, and we always done the call on membership them for make sure say they abide by them codes and they well in the practice. If they abide by them codes and then we will cover the elections responsibly and fairly. And furthermore, we also do training on political reporting, especially on the elections and the election process and how for deal with the candidates them, what they expect the media for do in terms of scrutinizing the candidates, the political parties, and for be fair and balanced and objective and give fair coverage to all the candidates them and the political parties them, equal access to the voting call. And also we encourage we journalists them for promote healthy debate. Then issues them, but then talk about the issues them, then left the personality them. They don't attack anybody in personality. Just focus on issues. If not issues on health, you know, talk about get the facts correct, get the healthy debate going on, make sure that you get them from experts and experts then put them choose them how they want for let we see the health sector go before in the coming or after the elections and the possible whoever win. And also bring out the politicians, they would not then plan the same, would not then issues they wouldn't get, would not then plans they wouldn't get for the various sectors, then water, health, energy, agriculture, what different from what in the happens right now. We will check further. You can explain to the people, and the people they know, so the people then will be well informed of how they can for decide for what they can for vote for. So then, yeah, all the intact for as part of the measures they will continue for put in place for like, journalism and practice responsibly. But the major challenge they get, they actually come from social media.
Okay.
We say everybody now journalists.
And you say that yes, don't be a challenge for
like, one of the big challenges, we expect to go into the elections, and we forget the biggest challenge. Because now the public perception is that people already report now social media not journalists them, and that is not true. That is far from the truth. And we always encourage members them who didn't have the forums and they would participate in social media. Social media now a platform will get many advantages them.
Okay.
The politician can use them for promote the manifesto, for promote the agenda and the programs they wouldn't get. The media self go able for use them for promote them. For promote healthy debate on issues them, and everybody gets, you know, a good platform, also a platform where for begin cause people and for begin promote hate speech and other 15 them.
Okay, before you left, we waiting the public for expect from
the media
in terms of this 2018 election.
We will continue for do the work we do. Like I tell you, over the years we don't provide the platform, the IRM platform, where they do a very good job for make sure say the people are informed along every process of the way of the electionary process from the start to the finish. And we also try as much as possible for good journalism and the right training so that they can report professionally and not excites. And we also encourage members that own journalists that would practice not for identify with political partisan whilst they on duty for wear them polo or t-shirt and take sides. That not a part of the profession. That is unethical and unacceptable, and we don't put measures in place for take action against any one of the one and they who do that.
Okay, plenty. Thank you to you, Ahmed Sahid Nazgala, National Secretary General, Salon Association of Journalists, Slash, for where you can help more on the topic, the role of the media per election business. As Salon, they ready now for the March 7, 2018 election. Plenty thank you to you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank well, that, well, I had a program for today, election term, go left you, and today we look at the topic, the role of the media per election business. As Salon, they ready now for the 2018 March 7. General election. Well, plenty thank you to me producer Alex Lawrence Koma, executive executive producer, Michael Sambola, and studio engineer Parkinson Otis Thomas. And also Miwe Dombona, presenter for the program today, election term. Mina Sabtu Kalonde say tata and stay peaceful.
I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to